بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد خاتم النبيين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Dear respected brothers and elders, inshallah every Monday I thought we will go through some benefits of the month of Ramadan, some of the virtues of the month of Ramadan, benefits of fasting in the month of Ramadan, and some of the secrets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept hidden inside of this month. It's very important that we understand, because if a person doesn't understand, then they don't appreciate. So we have to first of all gain the knowledge. Okay, what is this month really all about? What's the fuss all about? What's the hype all about? So that's why I thought, inshallah, initially I thought on Monday we'd do some fiqh. Then I thought after Asr, mashallah, brothers are very, very tired. So we talk about fiqh and namaz and roza and wuzu, everyone's going to go to sleep. So I thought, inshallah, it'll be a bit of motivation for ourselves, inshallah. So this kitab that I'm going to go through, it's a kitab which I normally use for my Jum'ah bayans when I talk about the special days. It's written by Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali, rahmatullahi alayh. And it's a beautiful kitab. And he talks about Sha'ban and, you know, all the different Islamic months in the Islamic calendar. He talks about their virtues and their significance and the things which make them, you know, the special virtues, you can say, hidden inside of those months. And the longest chapter, naturally, in this kitab is the chapter of the month of Ramadan. He talks about the fasts and he talks about the first 10 days and then the middle 10 days and then the last 10 days. And everywhere he just mentions so many amazing points of to benefit from. So inshallah we'll start with his first, he calls it Al-Majlisul Awwal, the first gathering. Fi Fadli Siyami, the chapter which talks about the virtues of fasting. So he starts by mentioning a hadith, very famous hadith. Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim rahmatullahi alayhima have both narrated this hadith from Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, كُلُّ عَمَلِ ابْنِ آدَمَ لَهُ الْحَسَنَةُ بِعَشْرِ أَمْثَالِهَا إِلَىٰ سَبْعِ مِئَةِ ضِعْفٍ قَالَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ إِلَّا الصِّيَامِ فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ إِنَّهُ تَرَكَ شَهْوَتَهُ وَطَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ مِنْ أَجْلِي لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانْ فرحة عند فطره وفرحة عند لقاء ربه ولخلوف فم الصائم أطيب عند الله من ريح المسك. So this famous hadith, we always hear the scholars mentioning that Sayyidina Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated that every action that the son of Adam does, every action that the human being does, he receives 10 rewards. So for any action we do, we receive the reward of that action, whatever reward is fixed for that action, multiplied by 10. Right? Any action, Allah has a specific reward fixed. You perform your salah, there's a specific reward which has been fixed. But Allah Ta'ala, through His generosity, automatically multiplies it by 10. إِلَّا الصِّيَامِ, except for fasting. فَإِنَّهُ لِي, the fasting is for me. وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ, and I will give the reward of fasting. Meaning, Allah Ta'ala is saying, you know, for salah, I fixed some reward. And then I will multiply that reward by 10 and I will give it. For reciting Quran, like for Quran, every letter we recite of the Holy Quran, من قرأ حرفا من كتاب الله فله عشرة فله حسنة الحسنة بعشر أمثالها. Whoever recites one letter of the Quran, they will receive one reward times by 10. So 10 rewards. And then Allah Ta'ala will times that by another 10 through Allah Ta'ala's generosity. Every action has a fixed reward except for fasting. Allah Ta'ala says, I haven't even fixed a reward for fasting. It's unlimited reward. Whatever I want to give the person. And the author will then go on to mention that the reward of fasting is attained based on your ikhlas, your intention, the strength of your fast. Because fasting is not just about staying away from food and drink and relations with a person and spouse. Rather, fasting has a lot of things that we need to stay away from. The sins. Staying away from sins. It's come to that anyway. So Allah Ta'ala mentions that I've not fixed a reward for fasting. That's something I'm going to reward. Meaning in this dunya, when someone fasts, the angels don't write any reward down. They just write sawm. You know, for every other reward, there's a fixed reward. You do salah, it's written. He's performed salah, so this is the reward. 100, 200, 300, 500. But for sawm, the angels don't write any reward. They just write sawm. What's going to happen, the ulama mentioned, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala is going to take hisab of sawm at the end. So first Allah Ta'ala will take reckoning of everything else. Because it's all written, the numbers. You get this much, you get this much, you get this much. And then Allah Ta'ala will say, I'm going to do sawm at the end. And then at the end Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will take sawm, and then He will look at the individual person, and then Allah Ta'ala will give that immense reward for sawm. So Allah Ta'ala has left it in the dunya, when we don't get the fixed reward. So this is a secret here. وَأَنَا أَجَزِي بِهِ I will give it. Meaning on the day of Qiyamah, personally I will deliver the reward of sawm to my servant. And then Allah Ta'ala explains why. Why is it that I have singled out sawm and fasting in such a specific, special manner? Because إِنَّهُ تَرَكَ شَهْوَتَهُ وَطَعَامَهُ وَشَرَابَهُ مِنْ أَجْلِي He's left his desires, he's left his food, he's left his drink for my sake. He's left all of these things for my sake. The ulama mentioned, look, any other time we do any act of ibadah, for example, salah. Inside of salah, a person is not allowed to eat or drink. But it's for a very short period of time. So nobody goes through the hardship of I'm starving, I'm hungry. Rather, if a person is starving or hungry or thirsty, they are supposed to eat and drink first before they read salah. So they can perform salah with that full belly and that contentment. But with sawm, a person doesn't have a choice. He is in starvation, he is in thirst. So they are in that constant starvation and thirst, so Allah Ta'ala appreciates that. Therefore Allah Ta'ala has kept the reward for the day of Qiyamah. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, لِلصَّائِمِ فَرْحَتَانِ For the fasting person there are two joys, two momentous occasions. The first is فَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ فِطْرِهِ When he breaks his fast, when he does iftar, this is a moment of joy, happiness for him. Alhamdulillah, some food has come into my belly, some drink has gone into my throat. وَفَرْحَةٌ عِنْدَ لِقَاءِ رَبِّهِ And the greatest joy is when he meets Allah. Again, referring to that point that the reward I'm not giving here. You will see the reward when you meet me in the Akhirah. That you made a sacrifice, my servant, and I appreciate it. That's why this sawm is such. Remember, Imam Hafiz Ibn Rajab Hanbali, rahmatullahi alayhi, he's not just talking about fast of Ramadan here. He's talking about fasting in general. That we should fast excessively, knowing that any other action I do does not carry as much reward as fasting does. Because any other action, Allah Ta'ala will tell the angel, write this much down, they'll write it down. Fasting, Allah Ta'ala will say, don't write anything down yet. Qiyamat ke din mein khud ba khud, I will give the reward of fasting to my servant. So fast as much as you can. So your nama-e a'mal, your book of deeds is filled with fasting. So on the day of Qiyamah, we are directly receiving this reward from Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. وَلَخَلُوفُ فَمِ الصَّائِمِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَطْيَبُ مِنْ رِيحِ الْمِسْكِ The smell which comes from the mouth of the fasting person is more beloved to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala than the smell of musk. The smell that comes from the mouth of the fasting person generally has a bad odor. Because person has not eaten, the stomach acids, they release this odor which comes from the mouth, and it's not a very pleasant odor. But Allah Ta'ala is saying, I am so in love with this servant of mine, main apne bande se itna pyar karta hoon, that even this bad smell which comes from this mouth is more pleasant to me than musk. Because of what my servant has just done. He's done this amazing deed that he's left his food and drink and his desires, that he really craves it, he really wants it, he really desires it. He's left it for my sake, I love my servant. Even the bad odor that comes from his mouth is beloved to me. Look at this, subhanallah, the great reward. So this is the hadith he mentions here. And then he goes on to mention that, look, why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention that the fast, I will give the reward? Because he mentions that fasting is sabr. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that as-sawmu nisfu sabr. Fasting is half of sabr. How? How is fasting half of sabr and patience? Because in Sharia, in Islam, there are three types of sabr. There are how many types of sabr? Three types of sabr, three types of patience. As-sabru ala ta'ah. Sabr when you do an act of obedience. For example, Taraweeh Salah we're going to perform tonight. It's a long salah, it's going to be 1 hour, 1.5 hours. So it takes patience, you know, steadfastness, that I'm going to stand in Taraweeh Salah for so long. So there's a patience that you have to exert to do a good deed. Waking up for Fajr Salah, there's a patience, it's an effort which is made to wake up for Fajr Salah. So this is as-sabru ala ta'ah, the first type of sabr. Person is rewarded for this. Second is as-sabru anil ma'asiyah. Patience which is taken to stay away from sin. A person is walking down the street, they see something which their eyes want to look at, something which is haram for them. But they say, no, I'm not going to look at that. And they turn their eyes away out of fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It takes this strength, this patience, which is called sabr. Similarly, people are doing this sin next to me, and I feel tempted to engage in that sin, but I have sabr and I've forced myself to abstain from that sin. This is as-sabru anil ma'asiyah. So the first patience is the patience and the strength needed to do good deeds. The second patience is the strength needed to stay away from bad deeds. And the third patience is as-sabru ala al-musibah. That when a person goes through hardships, difficulties, calamities, then they have to have sabr. A person goes through any calamity in life, they have to have sabr. So these are three types of sabr. Why is fasting so special? Because inside of fasting, all three of those types of sabr are combined. All three of those types of sabr are combined. Think about it. Firstly, as-sabru ala ta'a. You have to have the strength to fast. So the sabr ala ta'a is already there. Then as-sabru anil ma'asiyah, staying away from sins. You have to stay away from all forms of sin when a person is fasting, otherwise the reward is lost. We'll come to it. The reward is lost. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that a person who fasts but backbites, a person who fasts but backbites, a person who fasts but falls into sin, I don't want anything to do with their fasting. Their fast means nothing to me. So we have to stay away from sin. So those both forms of sabr are there. And thirdly, the hunger and the starvation and the thirst a person goes through, that's sabr ala al-musibah as well. So all three types of sabr are found in the fasting. Therefore, the fasting becomes so great in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what has Allah ta'ala mentioned about sabr? إِنَّمَا يُوَفَّ الصَّابِرُونَ أَجْرَهُمْ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. That the people who have sabr, I will give them their reward بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ, limitless. And fasting is one of the greatest forms of sabr. So that's why it's necessary, not just in Ramadan, but out of Ramadan, a person has a set a routine of fasting. Even if it's once a week, even if it's once the 3 days in the middle of the month, Ayyamul Bid, a person should set that routine, that I need to fast just so I can take this reward. I shouldn't wait all year for Ramadan to come so I can benefit like this. Rather, I can benefit every time I fast. I am going to take this amazing reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because no other deed has reward like fasting has, or carries the reward of the fast. And another point mentioned here, inshallah, I'll just mention a few points and then we'll stop, inshallah. I don't want to make it too long. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that every action is multiplied except for fasting. Like in one hadith, the famous hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that مَنْ تَطَوَّعَ فِيهِ بِخَصْلَةٍ مِّنْ خِصَالِ الْخَيْرِ كَانَ كَمَنْ أَدَّى فَرِيضَةً فِي مَا سِوَى. Whoever performs a good deed in Ramadan, any good deed, reciting Quran, performing nafal salah, they will receive the reward of a fard action. And whoever performs a fard action in Ramadan, they will receive the reward of 70 fard actions. So Allah Ta'ala multiplies the reward. Why? Why this multiplication? The ulama explain. They say, you know, this multiplication, Allah Ta'ala multiplies things either according to time or according to place. Place. For example, Masjidul Haram, Makkatul Mukarrama, Masjidul Nabawi, Madinatul Munawwara. Whoever performs salah, namaz inside of Masjidul Haram, Makkatul Mukarrama, the reward of salah is multiplied by 100,000 times. Because of the place. So sometimes because of the place, the reward is multiplied. Similarly, whoever performs salah in Masjidun Nabawi, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's masjid in Medina, the reward is multiplied by 1,000 times. To the extent, and sometimes it's about time. So sometimes reward is multiplied because of place, and sometimes reward is multiplied because of time. So this month of Ramadan is a time in which Allah Ta'ala is so generous, He just multiplies everything. Jo bhi karte ho isko, the reward is multiplied. Hatta ke the scholars mention that inside of this month, kasrat se apne biwi bachon par bhi kharch karo. Spend upon your family members excessively with the intention of reward. Because Allah Ta'ala is multiplying everything by 1,000. Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi alayhi, one of the great scholars, Imam Ibrahim al-Nakhai rahmatullahi alayhi used to say that the fasting one day of Ramadan is equal to fasting 1,000 days. And reading one tasbih in Ramadan, subhanallah, subhanallah, reading one tasbih in Ramadan is equal to reading 1,000 tasbih outside of Ramadan. And similarly, he mentions one rak'ah of salah in Ramadan. One rak'ah of salah in Ramadan is equal to 1,000 rak'ah outside Ramadan. So everything Allah Ta'ala has put on this huge, you know, buy one, not buy one, get one free, buy one, get 1,000 free. So why should a person waste a moment of this month? That's why similarly, you know, performing Umrah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has attached this reward. Man Umratun fi Ramadana ta'dilu hajjatan. Famous Sahih Hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, whoever performs Umrah inside of Ramadan, it's equal to the reward of a Hajj. And in another narration it mentions, and this is even more amazing, whoever performs Umrah in Ramadan, it's equal to the reward of a Hajj with me, with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine performing a Hajj with Rasulullah. It's famous Hadith. Imam Bukhari, Imam Muslim have both narrated it. Umratun fi Ramadana ta'dilu hajjatan ma'i. Whoever performs Umrah in Ramadan, it's equal, the reward is equal to performing a Hajj with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is this month. It's so special. We can't waste a second or a moment of this month. My dear respected brothers and elders and my young friends, every second we have to say something. Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar. Send Durush Sharif, Salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Recite something from the Quran. Don't sit there idle. Sitting there idle is a waste of our time. Inshallah, we still receive the reward for just the fasting, but try and get something done extra. Because everything, Allah Ta'ala has put this huge bargain on in this month. Everything you do is being timed. 1,000, this is minimum. Like the famous hadith mentions that all the way till 700 and beyond that. So everything is in increase in this month. So we should, look, there's these habits that we need to bring into our life. First of all, our 5-time salah. Secondly, tilawat of Quran as much as a person is capable. And remember, tilawat of Quran is there, but then also the famous hadith, inshallah, will come later. Tasbih, tahleel, tahmeed. Tasbih, subhanallah. Tahleel, la ilaha illallah. Tahmeed, alhamdulillah. So we need to keep these phrases on our mouth. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha. The third kalima brings all of them together. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar. And then we can add on, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billahi al-ali al-azim. Because this la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah in Arabic is called the hawqala. This Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned is a kanzun min tahta al-arsh. That it's a treasure from underneath the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Carries immense reward. And famously, subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this, some words, very easy to say. خَفِيفَتَانْ عَلَى اللِّسَانِ ثَقِيلَتَانِ فِي الْمِيزَانِ. Very heavy on the scales. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallah al-azim. So these kind of words. And the other famous one was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left for Fajr Salah and he returned home. And he saw Sayyidatuna Juwayriya radiallahu anha. When he left for Fajr Salah, she was seated on the prayer of Musalla. When he came back home after Fajr, she was still on the Musalla. And she was worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Juwayriya, have you been doing ibadat of Allah ta'ala from the time I left you till now? She said, yes, O Rasulullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I just said a few words 3 times. And I have received more reward than all of your ibadat that you have done. I recited a few words 3 times and I have received more ibadah or the same ibadah as you have done this entire time. Maybe it was an hour, maybe it was 2 hours. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, adada khalqihi, wa rida nafsihi, wa zinata arshihi, wa midada kalimatihi. Reading this 3 times. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Everyone read it with me, inshallah. Hum sab ajr mein sharik ho jaye. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. عدد خلقه ورضا نفسه وزنة عرشه ومداد كلماته. So these words, inshallah, we learn them, the Durus Sharif, and we recite them as much as we can, inshallah, to maximize the benefit that we can take in this month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq, inshallah, to benefit. Allah ta'ala accept all of our a'mal in this month. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu.